This is Gomorrah.
So anyway, Thursday evening, we're on for 9 o'clock. For those of you who can come, great. For those of you who cannot, I will learn by myself if I have to. But I will record it.
So check it out loud.
And we'll post it to the BTY.
And I will post the Blee Nether to the BTY website, in which case
MP3.
Nobody will, as an MP3, not an MP4.
For those who don't know, that's basically what Yonah Abraham got
forward. Very good.
You're getting a cut from this?
No.
Oh, yeah, that was that ILC.
It's actually not.
Okay, very good. So, Reb Lando said he wasn't going to be here, and I don't know what has happened to...
Mr. Kaplan.
Yeah, Mr. Kaplan. Maybe the extra crowd intimidated him.
Maybe because he's neighbors with my boss.
You're very intimidating because Kaplan is apparently scared off by you, but this is the way, this is the way it is. All right, we're also missing the other...
Maybe
he's catering for Pesach.
What?
Maybe he's catering.
Maybe he's catering for Pesach. Maybe he's bagels and lox, right? For Pesach. Okay, here we go. The Amar Rava. This Amid is almost entirely a Gadaka. So we'll go through it. I will make the observations that I make, and you can make the observations that you want to make, and then we will call it a night. We are holding on the fourth line of the Gemara. Is that something I said? I didn't think that was very funny. V'amar Rava, I haven't gotten started yet. V'amar Rava, Haidzur v'mirabanan, a young rabbi derasach, who gets angry, oraisahu de kamarasalei. You can be sure that it is his Torah that's making him angry. So if you look at Rashi, or what's purported to be Rashi, as we described earlier in this Masechta, Oraisa Meraz Chalei, Sheyesh Lo Rochav Lev, he's got a wide heart, Mitoch Toraso, Umesim Lalibo Yosem Yishar Bnei Adam. He takes things, seems to sound like he's saying, takes things personally, more than any other person, so he gets kind of emotional. The Kamash Malan, why is this Gemara teaching us this? The Chayavan Ladon Lekavskos. It's teaching us that you should be done Lekavskos because if you see a Talmud Chacham who's really angry, you shouldn't say he's an angry man because anger is not a good midah, but rather it's the Torah that's boiling within him and the passion of the Torah is just firing him up, so to speak. As it says, Shenemar Haloko Dvari Ke'esh Ne'um Hashem. My words are like fire, says Hashem. So a person, a Talmud Chacham, who's constantly Osek B'Torah, has the fire of Torah in him, so he gets very agitated, because if somebody's not saying something which is according to his understanding, or is not jiving with what he believes the Torah is saying, then he gets very passionate about it, and you shouldn't hold it against him.
I've seen a piece of art in several homes with a group of men learning.
Yeah.
And one guy is like turned away and, you know.
Yeah. So that's this Gemara. Very good. Okay. Vav Rav Ashi.
Not the right.
Vav Rav Ashi. I love it. I love it. Okay. Only in this year you're going to hear about a piece of Picasso. Picasso with a man.
No,
with this,
not Picasso.
It was this was Picasso. No, believe me, this is Picasso. Vav Rav Ashi. Kol Talmud Chacham she'enu kosher kabarzel. Any Talmud Chacham who is not strict as iron. Ain't no Talmud Chacham. He is not a Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Ukepatish Shifotzeit Sela. Now it should be noted, Ukepatish Shifotzeit Sela is the end. It's the seifa of the pasuk that we just quoted. Halo Kod Dvari Ke'esh Ne'um Hashem. The end of the pasuk is Ukepatish Shifotzeit Sela. So if you look, if you learn it all, it's saying that my words are like the fire, says Hashem, and it was Kepatish. It's like iron, Yifotzeit Sela, that shatters a rock. Okay, Yifotzeit means it splinters off. It scatters a rock.
In what context? Meaning
I think that it means that he's very steadfast in his approach. Right, meaning his understanding of the Torah and halacha, and this is the way it should be. He's got to be kosher kabarzel. He's got to be very...
He won't budge if he feels that's the halacha,
he's not going to give way. Mm-hmm. He's not going to give way. Okay? You're not passing the Sefer Torah through the women's section. That's it. That's it.
They do that.
Amr Le Rabbi Abba Le Rav Ashi. Now this is interesting. Now pay attention to this. Amalei Rabbi Abba l'Ravashi. Rabbi Abba says to Ravashi, that was Ravashi's vart, by the way, that the Talmud Chacham is not kosher kabarzel. He's not a Talmud Chacham, and he learns it out from a Kupatit Shivot Tzitzela. So says Rabbi Abba to Ravashi, Asut mehasam asnisula. You guys learn it from there. Anon mehacham asninanla. But we learn it from here. We have a different makor. We have a different source for this principle that you have, that a Talmud Chacham has got to be kosher kabarzel. Dichsif, as it says in the pasuk, Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel, Eretz Yisrael is like a land where its Avaneha Kebarzel, its stones are like iron. Al Tikri Avaneha, don't learn it as its stones are like iron, but rather Elaboneha, its builders, meaning the Tamini Chacham who build the Eretz Yisrael with their Limud Torah, they are Barzel, they are Kosher Kebarzel. That's where Rabbi Abba learns it from. Now, what's fascinating about this, as Jonathan Sasson pointed out to me, I didn't pick up on this, but this is absolute pshat in this Gemara. Ravashi learns it out from Ukipati Shivot Tzitzela. Now, Ravashi is a Ben Bavel. He learned in Bavel. So he learns it out from Ukipati Shivot Tzitzela. But Rabbi Abba says, I have a different makor. He says, you guys, you B'nai Bavel, learn it out from that pasuk, but we B'nai Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Abba lived in Eretz Yisrael, we B'nai Eretz Yisrael learn it from Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel. We learn it out from Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying that we, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, learn it out from the pasuk that describes Eretz Yisrael. So it's a great pshat, right? So that's that part of it. Amar Ravina. Then Ravina says, Afilu hachi. Nevertheless, mi boile le inish le melef nafshe benichusa. Ravina says, even so, despite the fact that a person has to be kasha kabarzel, a person has to train himself. Mi boile le inish. A person has to train himself le melef, to train himself benichusa, to be calm. Not to get too angry. Shenamar, as it says, v'haser kas milibecha. You should remove anger from your heart.
It sounds like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Why?
After the cave.
After the cave. Very good. Yeah. And a chanami. So, same type of thing. Now, there's a whole bunch of thoughts I have on this Gemara over here. I'll only share some of them. The first thing is, Rav Ashi says, Kol Talmud Chacham she'eino kosher kabarzel. A Talmud Chacham that isn't kosher kabarzel, meaning the Talmud Chacham has to be kosher kabarzel, right? But Ravina says, Mi boile le'inish le'melef nashe b'nichusa. A person has to be. So Ravina is not necessarily addressing head on what the previous Amoraim were talking about. The previous Amoraim we're talking about a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham has got to be kosher kabarzel. A Talmud Chacham could be berischa at times. He could be angry. Ravina over here could be addressing Inish Da'alma. He's just really dealing with the common person. A common person should have no piece of anger whatsoever. There's no anger that could possibly become that's good from a regular Inish, regular person. That's number one. That's number one. The second thing that I want to address here is that originally it was Rav Ashi who said, Kol Talmud Chacham she'eino kosher kabarzel, eino Talmud Chacham, from Ukipati Shivot Tzitzela. Now, who is Rav Ashi's Bar Plugta? Who's the one who normally learns with Rav Ashi? Ravina. Ravina and Rav Ashi. Ravina is responding to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, you got to be kosher kabarzel. Ravina is saying, Afilu hachi, yes, it's true, but nevertheless, a person has to train himself to become. So this flows very well. Question is, what is the response for Rabbi Abba? Rabbi Abba learned it out from a different pasuk. We can say that Ravina is really addressing Rabbi Abba's pshat also, or you can say that what was Rabbi Abba's makor? What was his source for a person has to be kosher kabarzel? Eretz asher avaneha barzel. Yeah? But what does the end of that pasuk says? Umei harareha tachtsov nechoshes. From its mountains, you will be able to mine nechoshes, copper. Nechoshes, as Rashi points out in, I think it's Tetzaveh or Vayakha Pekudei, one of those. That Nechoshes comes from Nechusha, which is brazenness. So within the Pasuk that teaches you have to be Kasha Kabarzel is the warning that two Kasha Kabarzel can mine arrogance or brazenness. So Rabbi Abba doesn't even need a response because Gufa, in the very pasuk that he's bringing to show that a person can be kasha kabarzel, is the pasuk that shows you that you shouldn't be too brazen, that too much kasha kabarzel can lead to brazenness. That's just a possible pshat. That's my own pshat. I haven't seen it anywhere, but anyway, if you like it, great. If you don't like it, you can leave my share right now. Thank you. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, Amar Rav Yonasan, in the name of Rav Yonasan. Now, this lechora, this Gemara has nothing to do with what we just learned. And if you look at Rashi, he says, this is the following Gemara, Shlosha Shalu. Three people that asked, Rashi says, V'chulei mishum de Rabbi Brachia, Mayri b'gashamim lekaman. Because later on we're going to bring in Rabbi Brachia, who mentions rain, so naktula. So therefore, nakala. Therefore, it learns this whole agadata. But really, says Rashi, this agadata has nothing to do with what we previously learned. Keep that in mind and tell me if you think that that's right. But anyway, let's learn the following agadata. Shlosha shalu shelo kahogen, says Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani or Rav Yonasan, there are three people who asked improperly. Lishnayim heshivuhu kahogen. To two of them, Hashem responded. Kahogen literally means properly, mm-hmm. But in this case it means positively. Hashem responded positively. And le'echad heshivuhu shelo kahogen. And one of them he responded not positively, negatively. And these are the three that we're talking about. Eliezer Eved Avram, Shaul Ben Kish, and Yiftach HaGiladi. These are the three of them. And now the Gemara is going to go through the three of them. Eliezer Eved Avram. What was the story of Eliezer Eved Avram? Dechsev as it says in the Pasuk. V'hayaha na'ara asher omar lehati nachadech v'eshteh. He says to Hashem, please bring me this woman. This woman to whom I say, please give me water from your pitcher. And she says, I will give to you, and I will give to your camels. She is the one that's going to be for Yitzchak. That was his she'ela, so to speak. That's what he asked from Hashem. That was the sign that he asked from Hashem. So says the Gemara, Yachal afilu chigeres afilu suma. With that kind of request, he could have gotten a chigeres, a lame woman, or a suma, or a blind woman. He could have gotten anybody. So it was a very open-ended question that could have led to disastrous outcome. But Heshivu Kuhogen, nevertheless, Hashem responded positively, Vidinzamlo Rivka, and he got Rivka out of it. So it was a good deal. Shaul Ben Kish is the second one. The Chziv, as it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ayah ha'ish asher yakenu ya'ashvenu ha'melech usher gadol. He who smites, this is talking about Goliath, right? Shaul says, anybody who can defeat Goliath, I will make him very wealthy. Ve'zbito yitin lo. And I will give his daughter, meaning I will give the Melech's daughter, Michal, for a wife. And it ends up being so ends up being David, as the Gemara will say. Yachal afilu eved afichlu mamzer. Now, with that kind of request that he made, he could have gotten an eved, he could have gotten a mamzer, he could have gotten anybody who was a warrior enough to beat Goliath. So he is making a very open-ended she'ela, which can, again, have very, very disastrous consequences. But Heshivu Kohogen, Hashem was nice enough. Benizdam ilo David, and David came from it. Yiftach HaGiladi was the third one, and it didn't end up so well for him. Dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, for those of you who are Nachyomi people, which is exactly zero of you. Behaya Hayotze, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have one. Very good. Yoshikayach. We have two, actually. V'haya hayotze asher yetze midalse beisi. Yiftach says, before the war, he says, if I can defeat these people, Midian, I think it was, V'haya hayotze asher yetze midalse beisi, anybody who comes out of the doors of my house will be kadosh, right? And I will serve him up as a korban. Now, that was a very open-ended she'ela. Yachal afilu davar tamei. It could have been a davar tamei, in which case he can't offer up a davar tamei as a korban. So it could have been disastrous, and actually was pretty disastrous, because Heshivu Shelo Kahogen, Hashem responded to him negatively, and his damin lo bito, and his daughter came out of that, and as a result, his daughter was never able to be with a man. She was never able to get married as a result, and whatever. Anyway, this agadato is on what daf? It's on daf dalet, yeah? And he says, Kol hayotze asher yesi midalse besi. So if you want to remember where this Gemara is, midalse dalet. Okay? That's a little simon for you. All right, take it or leave it. I told you, you can either take it or you can leave it. If you don't like it, you can leave.
How are you going to remember what Gemara is?
What? I can't help you with that. Okay. So.
Is there a tough in there somewhere?
Tough for what?
For Thomas.
Okay. Okay. So, anyway, so the Gemara goes on and says, "V'hainu deka amar lehu navi liYisrael." Now, later on, Yirmiyahu, when he was bemoaning this whole state of affairs with Yiftach and whatnot, he referred to this whole instance and he said, "Hatzari ein begilat, is there no balm?" Right? Not B-O-M-B, but B-A-L-M. Is there no medicine for Gilad? Referring to Yiftach HaGiladi. Im rofe ein sham, is there no doctor? Now there was actually a doctor. As Tosfos points out, Rashi points out, there was a doctor. Who was that doctor? The doctor was Pinchas. Pinchas could have undone the whole neder. The neder that Yiftach made, Pinchas could have undone it. But Yiftach didn't want to go to Pinchas. Pinchas didn't want to go to Yiftach. And as a result, they were at a stalemate. And neither of them wanted to go to the other person because they didn't want to demean themselves by going. And as a result, Yiftach was punished because when it came time for his death, so his many limbs were buried in many different places. So he was dismembered. And Pinchas, it says in Divrei HaYamim regarding Pinchas that only earlier in his career did he have Nevuas Hashem, but he lost that Nevuas Hashem later on. And that's because of what he did with Yiftach, that he was not willing to, he was not willing to be flexible. Yeah? What am I getting at? He was not willing to be flexible.
He wanted that oath to disdain.
He was Kasha Kabarzo.
Yeah, like Barzo. Yeah.
He was Kasha. Don't want to.
No, in the former two.
Former?
Eliezer. And Shaul HaMelech.
Yeah.
In Eliezer's case, how should he have requested that? He should have further specified the person?
Yeah, apparently he should have further specified that he was not referring to a Chigeres or a Suma. Because he could have gotten any
meaning
any
Jane
Doe.
He should have referred to a virgin, a normal woman.
Yeah, right. A normal woman, exactly. Actually, it doesn't even mention that it wasn't, you know, you could have been a ba'ula or not a basula. It doesn't mention that part. It just mentions not a lame person or a blind person. But, yeah, go ahead.
No, I just wonder if that would be expected, that it's you're trying to marry off the son of Avram Avinu, you
right.
know. So these things I would think would be taken into account, but obviously Eliezer's not going to go there and find somebody who's not fitting.
Right. You think he's not going to find anybody fitting because?
No, I think that we're saying here that he didn't say that don't get a blind woman and don't get the
right.
So I would think that they wouldn't be fitting in his initial understanding. So it's not necessary to say it the first.
But he didn't. The Gemara's point is that he didn't specify it. Mm-hmm. He left it very open ended.
He's a tzaddik. What's he got to specify? Not.
That's probably why he responded to Heshiva Kohogan. Probably because in light of the fact that Eliezer was coming Mikoach Abraham is that he was Heshiva Kohogan.
Because I would run on the other way, where he asked ultra specifically and then he doesn't know enough Amunah and Hashem that Hashem's going to give him the right person?
Right, right.
What's
right.
their hair color? Are they 5'6"?
By Shaul HaMelech. Okay, this incident happened before the war with
Gallias? Before the war.
Before the war with Amalek.
Yeah.
If it was before the war, why would he
happened
offer
before
this?
The war with Amalek. In other words,
with Shaul and Amalek?
Yeah.
No, this is after that.
This is after that.
This is after this that. Is Shaul, after. Shaul's already going, he's already lost his malucha.
Right.
He's lost his malucha.
And Shmuel has already brought David and anointed him. No? Or is this...
Yes, but that has not been made public. It has
right.
not been made public.
Of course.
That was privately. But yes, it's true.
Okay, but yet, Hashem responded positively
right.
to Shaul HaMelech in this case.
Yes. Yeah, he responded positively, probably in light of the fact that he was going to crown David anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why he responded favorably.
Okay.
At any rate, without getting too much into it, you put out the finger. You got me that call? Go ahead. What do you got?
What would have been the problem if the woman who passed Eliezer's test had been a Summa or a lame woman or whatever? What would be the big deal?
Good question. What would have been the big deal? I don't know what would have been the big deal. Very good question. I don't know what. I don't know. Is that, is that such a huge pagan
that
she can't walk properly?
Without a miracle of Hashem?
It's a very good question.
That is a
perfect segue to Tosfos' question, which I wasn't going to get into, but now that you brought it up. Tosfos says, in the case of Eliezer Eved Avram, the Gemara says it could have been a Summa, or it could have been a Figueres. It could have been a lame, it could have been a blind person. When it comes to Shoal, it says it could have been an Evan, or it could have been a Mamzer. Mm-hmm. Why didn't the Gemara say by Eliezer that it could have been an Evan, or it could have been a Mamzer? That would have been a pretty good...
I guess so, but that seems even more pressure that they're not going to kill Gelios.
That what?
They're not going to kill Gelios if they're blind or they're lame.
No. Tosfos' question is, why doesn't it say by Eliezer? Why doesn't mm-hmm. the Gemara say by Eliezer that it could have been an Evan or a Mamzer? Mm-hmm. That would have been even better, because that would have been a psul. That would have been a psul in the in one of our mothers to be in the wife of Yitzchak to be an Eved or a Mamzer. That would be a major problem. You asked, what's the problem with her being blind or lame? Is that really a big deal? You're right. It's not
a
big
challenge,
deal.
But what
it's a challenge. But it wouldn't be like I don't think it would be a psul at all. I don't think it would be a psul. You know, I mean, we're not talking, she doesn't have to be a Kohen, she doesn't have to be a Duchen here, you know? So, like, what's the big deal? Tosis asks, why didn't the Gemara ask about Eved or Mamzer? That would have been a psul. That would have been a psul in her.
Okay, I can answer that. The blind part.
Yeah.
Okay, she's coming to marry Yitzhak from the house of... what's his face? You know, she's coming
from
Besuel's house to marry Yitzhak. Okay, how is she going to learn anything? Okay, meaning, she has to have some sort of wisdom of Jews.
And therefore?
To be blind is a severe, would be a severe handicap because of her upbringing.
Okay.
And if she was blind, how in the world could she ever bring water for Eliezer and all his camels and donkeys?
There was a blind man.
But if there was a blind person,
there was a blind man who rides his bike to work every day. Okay. At any rate. Okay. I will leave you off with that. At any rate.
Okay, go ahead.
Not important. Okay. That's okay. What?
What was the Tosfos
thing? Oh, Tosfos answers that it couldn't be a Mamzer in that case because before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was no Mamzeres. That's number one. And that's what he answers number one. Inami, he said, gives a second answer when it comes to the... to the Eved or Shifcha, the Gabi Isha Lo Dayek Alma El Yofi. If it was a Shifcha or an Eved, he wouldn't have cared. Why? Because they only cared about Yofi. I don't know what that means, because Sheker HaChein Behevela Yofi, so I don't know exactly what that means.
If she's an Eved, can't they just buy her out of her slavery?
Yeah, that's what Ilkhori is saying. Yeah. Like, it doesn't really matter if she's an Eved or a Shifcha. Like, okay. that doesn't impact anything. As long as she's beautiful, hey! I don't really understand that. But that's
like...
what Tosfos says. I just thought it was interesting to bring up. But anyway, back into the Gemara, okay? Back into the Gemara, because we got paid for... What? A little shallow. Yeah. I'm with you. Okay, take it up with the Gemara. Take it up with Tosfos. Take it up with Tosfos after 120. Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so now, says the Gemara back here. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says later, this is also Yirmiyah. If you remember 5 minutes ago, we were talking about Yirmiyah, how he bemoaned the relationship between Yiftach and Pinchas and what it led to. And he says, Uksiv, and it says later on, Asher lo tzivisi v'lo dibarti v'lo olsa libi. Hashem is saying, I did not command it, I did not speak about it, and I did not even cross my heart. What is this referring to? Asher lo tzivisi, that which I did not command, is a reference to Beno Shel Misha Melech Moav. It's the son of Misha, the king of Moav. Shenemar, as it says, by the king of Moav, Vayikach es Beno. The king of Moav took his son, Habachor, Shayimlach Tachtav, who would rule under him, Vayalehu Ola, and he put him up as a korban to Hashem. So Hashem is saying, I did not command this at all. I did not command Melech Moav to put his son up to a korban to me. That's ridiculous why he's doing that. Now that's not really tied into our Gemara, but this is Velo Dibarti. What is the second part of the pasuk says? I did not speak about this. I did not want this. Ze Yiftach. This is a reference to Yiftach. Velo Olsa Alip. This is a reference to Yiftach, who should not have made this neder regarding the person who is the person who comes out of the Dal Se Basi should be a korban. I did not want that, says Hashem. Velo Olsa Alibi. And it did not cross my heart for this to happen. Zay Yitzchak ben Avraham, this is a reference to Yitzchak ben Avraham, says Hashem, I had no intent whatsoever of offering Yitzchak as a korban. At no point did I intend for him to be a korban LaHashem. Okay. Amar Rav Brachia. Rav Brachia says, now, this is where Rashi, if you remember, where Rashi had said earlier that entire Gemara that we just learned about these three people, that had nothing to do with what we were previously learning. It's only for this Rav Brachia. So here we go. This is the Rav Brachia that everybody's been waiting for. Av Knesses Yisrael, so to Knesses Yisrael, Sha'ala Shalo Kahogen. Knesses Yisrael is a reference to Bnei Yisrael. For some reason, sometimes the Gemara references that Knesses Yisrael, Lashon Nekeva, and sometimes it's Bnei Yisrael. It's hard to understand exactly why. Sometimes it's the daughter of Yisrael, sometimes it's the son, Bnei Yisrael. But anyway, the Gemara here says, Av Knesses Yisrael, Shalosh Shalok Kahogen, asked improperly, Vakarosh Baruch Hu Heshiva Kahogen, yet Hashem responded favorably. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Bnei Yisrael say to Hashem, V'neidav v'nerdafa ladasas Hashem, Keshachar Nachon Motzo V'yavo K'geshem Lanu. They say to Hashem, we want to know, we want to chase to know Hashem, Keshachar Nachon, like the early morning, which is proper, Nachon Motzo. Those who find it are find it properly. V'yavo k'geshem lanu, and it'll come like geshem. So they want to know Hashem. Bnei Yisrael want to know Hashem like geshem, like the rain. So Amar la Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Knesses Yisrael, Biti, my daughter. Again, this is Lashon Nekeva. It's a little bit strange. At shoel es davar shepa'amim misbakeish shepa'amim eino misbakeish. As we learned, geshem is not universally wanted. Or it's not always wanted, right? Because we want geshem in the wintertime, we don't want it in the summertime. It's not good for the crops. So therefore, you're asking to know Hashem like geshem, like rain. But geshem is not always mitpakesh. It's not always sought after. It's not always wanted. Avalani, says Hashem, eheyeh lecha davar hamitpakesh la'olam. I am going to be for you something which is always sought after. Shenemar, eheyeh ketal li'Yisrael. Hashem says, I will be like dew for Hashem. Not mountain dew. Not Nike's, just do
you,
it.
You have to tell it to Rabbi
it's
Malinowitz.
The do. What?
You have to tell Rabbi Malinowitz that.
I have to tell Rabbi Malinowitz that. That's true. He's on Pepsi Max now. So, va'od.
That's because we don't have
va'od. Shalosh Shaloka Hogan. Furthermore, Bnei Yisrael asked improperly here. Amr lefanav, they said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel olam, simani kechosam alibecha, place me like a signet, like a stamp on your heart, kechosam al zroacha, like a stamp on your arm. And Amr le Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, Biti, my daughter, atcho elas davar shepa'amim nireh pa'amim eino nireh. You're asking to see me at times when sometimes I am visible, sometimes I am not, because the heart and the arm are not always revealed. They're often covered up. So therefore, Avalaniya Selacha Davar Shanira La'olam, I'm going to be for you something which is always seen. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hein Al Kapayim Chakosich, I have engraved you on the palm of the hand. Palm of the hand is always open. Unless you're a slugger. Unless you're a silver slugger.
But even then, what? It's going to be open most of the time.
Yeah, I'm always exactly. I'm always accessible, and I'm always I'm always there for you. Okay. That is a wrap on our Gemara. No, we're not done yet. Not done. Sorry. That's a wrap on the Agatatas. That was a fake out. We're only like 30 minutes into this, man. I got plenty of time. Okay. Ein shol en es hageshamim, says the Gemara. We do not ask for rain. Elo samoch legeshamim. This is the Mishnah that says we only ask for rain when it's samoch legeshamim, when it's close to rainy season. Now, it is unclear, as a intro to the Gemara, it is unclear whether this Gemara is referencing she'ela, asking for rain, i.e., the same talam matar, or if it's referencing hazkara. But it's interesting. And as we get into this Gemara, the Mishnah is unclear because the Mishnah seems to, it says Shoalim, asking, but at the same time the entire Mishnah's context is Hazkara, and then immediately after asking it says B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Mazkir HaRishon HaRishon Eino Mazkir B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach HaRishon Mazkir. So we go back to Hazkara. So that's where the Gemara picks up and says Savruha, they thought, meaning the Bnei HaYeshiva, when they learned this Mishnah, they thought She'elav HaHazkara Chadamilsehi. They thought that She'elav HaHazkara is all one thing, meaning when the Mishnah said She'elah, it didn't really mean She'elah. It really meant She'elah or Hazkara. It meant either one, or it meant all the same thing. It was all a reference to Hazkara. And She'elah is Lav Dafka. That's what they thought. Mantana, and who would be the author of this Mishnah then? Rabbi Yoshua. This would go perfectly with Rabbi Yoshua, the Amar Mishas HaNachaso. He says that when do we mention it? We mention it Mishas HaNachaso, when you put down the lulav. You put down the lulav towards the end of Sukkis, right? Whether that means the seventh day or the night after the seventh. Exactly how you understand that. But the point is, the Haskara would happen at the end. It would happen closer to Shemini Atzeres. That's because exactly like Rabbi Yoshua, not like Rabbi Eliezer. So it seems like that would be, Rabbi Yeshua would be the author of this line in the Mishnah. So Amrle Abaye said to Rava, Afilu Tehem Rabbi Eliezer. You can even say that line goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because maybe She'ela Luchud Vazkar Luchud. Maybe in fact you can say that despite the fact that the entire context of the Mishnah is one of Hazkara, perhaps She'ela in that line is a reference purely to She'ela, and therefore the line is saying that we only ask for rain, samach legeshamim. That would be perfect with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer would say the Hazkara is mentioned in the beginning of Chag, but the She'ela is mentioned afterwards or later. And so therefore we can still say perhaps that it goes like Rabbi Eliezer. That's one pshat. The Ikada Amri, there are those who learn this Gemara differently. Instead of saying this as a Amarava, the Gemara learns it as Lema, shall we say Rabbi Yoshuahi? Shall we say that this Mishnah, this line in this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yoshua, the Amar Mishas HaNachaso? And Amarava, Rava responds, no. So whereas in the previous Gemara, in the first Lishna, Rava was the one who was saying it was Rabbi Yoshua, and Abaye disagreed, in this Ikada Amri, Amarava, Rava is going to say, no, Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer. Rava is a different Shita, and Rava holds that maybe you can say it goes like Rabbi Eliezer, She'ela Luchud Vazkar Luchud. So the difference here between the Lishna Rishona and the Ikada Amri is how you understand Rava. Because Rava is saying in the first Lashon that it goes like Rabbi Yoshua, whereas in the second Lashon, he's actually defending Rabbi Eliezer and saying that line can go like Rabbi Eliezer. And that is a wrap of that Gemara. But then the Gemara goes on. No, I'm just kidding. Very good. All right, so we'll see Mitzvah Hashem Thursday night, 9 p.m. Be there or
be square.
For 33 minutes again. This is terrible. I'm telling you, I'm setting a precedent of a 35-minute shear. This is not healthy.